Hello, Alicia. Welcome to the Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast with myself, Lori Baranski. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So glad to see you again.
Good to see you, too. I haven't seen you in a while.
It's been a while.
Like a week.
Yeah,
exactly a week.
We had juniors last weekend, so I got to see all the lovely ladies.
I was quite busy during juniors, though, so I didn't get a chance to say hi. I think I waved to Audra, and that was about it. I worked with the 12-year-olds. So they had a lot of questions and...
Always on the go.
Yep, always on the go.
That's good to keep them always active, though. So before we start talking all about juniors, you look awesome.
Thank you.
The calendar.
Oh, I'm so excited about the calendar.
Oh, my goodness. You must be
It came out, really
mind.
Good this year, yeah. It came out really, really awesome. Jim did such an awesome job, and Tracy and everybody at the calendar shoot. All the girls looked amazing. I can't wait for everybody to see everybody's individual pictures. So awesome.
Yay! We can see some pictures online at patriots.com/cheerleaders, and you can see Alicia's cover shot with Megan White, which is awesome. It's so different. So cute. We're back here at the Chit Chat Podcast Place, official podcast of the New England Patriots. This is your second year.
It's my second year, so I'm a veteran this year.
You are. How does it feel?
It's actually a lot calmer than last year. I was really stressed out last year. It was my first year. I didn't know what to expect. This year, it's a lot better being a veteran because, you know, you see the rookies and they're all nervous this year, so you're just like, ha ha.
And at the same time, you know, you just know what to expect and you know how to take things, be prepared for things. And when you're a rookie, you just don't, it doesn't, it's not there. Like, you're not trained like that yet.
Right. I was really flustered last year with learning all the routines and everything, and this year I kind of knew what to expect, so learning all the new routines, it was a little bit easier for me to catch on.
Fun. Cheerleader by trade. Any pageants coming up?
Well, I wanted to do the Miss Rhode Island USA pageant this year, but we have a game on the finals again.
I know, I heard.
So I will not be able to do that this year, so hopefully next year.
Still in your blood?
It's still in my blood. And if not next year, if I make the team next year and it's on another game day, then we're going to have to wait another year. But it's going to come eventually.
Good for you, honey. That's the way to do it. Perseverance. It pays off. Anything else going on? You guys are going overseas in November.
Yes, I was actually cast to go on the overseas tour.
So exciting.
Yep, we're leaving in November, so it's going to be very exciting. Definitely looking forward to it. I just found out how one of the airplanes landed. I'm a little nervous about that.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, every year the Patriots cheerleaders get invited to go on an OSG tour, overseas tour, and just to entertain troops and boost morale of those that are stationed overseas. Some people have their families with them, some do not. You know, they'll be going in some high-profile areas as well as some pretty calm areas that are still yet overseas and could use a little smile here and there.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I can't wait to go. It's going to be a great time and a great experience.
It will definitely be an experience of a lifetime for you. Take my word for it. I went on a couple, and I mean, I still have to make my scrapbooks because I still don't have time to that. But it still, you know, is one of the best things that I've ever done in my life. So it's something you'll always remember. Fun time. Oh, and you guys shot the thing today?
Our video for overseas. They're going to cast our commercial. We just introduced a few bands, and it's going to air overseas around the time that we're going to be there around Thanksgiving. So
nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. I can't wait to see it. We did it in about half an hour, so.
That was quick.
Yeah, we're pros.
See that? So that'd be fun. We'll hear all about that when the time gets closer, and we'll follow up, and I want to hear all about it, see all the pictures, all that good stuff.
I can't wait.
So we had already touched upon it, juniors. The conclusion of the whole junior cheerleader camp is this Sunday before next Friday's actual game. So they're going to learn the rest of the routine on Sunday,
bright and early.
Yes.
Hopefully a little bit later, even if it's 15 minutes
what
later.
What time
than
did
last
you guys
time?
Have to be there last time?
Well, our call time was originally 6:45, but we had to be at the stadium to pick up a few extra things because I believe it rained.
Oh.
So, or no, I think it was training camp. So there was right. A lot of commotion the day before that a lot of the things couldn't be taken over to the actual facility where we held the junior camp. So a few of us came at 6:30 to the stadium to take some things over.
Wow, that's a long day for you guys.
Yep, so my day was 6:30. She actually cut practice a little bit short for us.
I know,
so
we
got a little bit of a break, but it was from about 6:30 in the morning to 5:30 at night.
Wow. It could have been later.
It could have been later. It could have been a lot later.
that's good, but it was a success. All the girls looked like they were having a blast. And I hope that they have a blast this weekend. They get to put on their uniforms this weekend.
Yes. I'm sure they're going to be excited this weekend. They were really excited with their pom-poms, so.
I know. They look so cute with their pom-poms,
they
too.
They are. They're really cute.
And the routine is coming out great. I won't give the whole routine away, but I will let you know that amidst the dancing and stuff, they all get on the ground and spell out P-A-T-S across the whole field. And it's awesome. It looks awesome, and I can only imagine what it's going to look like under the lights on Friday night.
I can only imagine what it's going to look like on the field. It's going to be so awesome. It's a little bit hectic, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know, getting seven-year-olds to spell out pads on the ground. But
so you have the 12-year-old group?
I have the 12-year-old group.
And what about when you split into your stunt group things, the little mini-groups?
Yep, I have stunts.
Yep,
there's a few of us that are involved with the stunts. And it was actually stunts and tumbling, but I think this week we're going to switch it up because a lot of the girls wanted to do tumbling and stunting. So we might make another group
for tumbling.
Yeah.
Now, what is your favorite stunt?
My favorite stunt? Well, I haven't stunted in a while. But I was a big fan of the stretch double down because I would always try so hard to make it around the second time. And sometimes it wouldn't work out.
Any tips for those of them out there that are trying to get it?
Just pull really hard and
the bases,
try to stay
throw
tight
as high as you can.
Try to stay tight because you don't want to knock any of your bases out. It's not fun for you or for the bases.
Yes, no, not at all. In fact, that leads us to our cheerleading topic of today, which is, you know, if you fall out of a stunt, how do you get back in there? How do you recover from that fear of falling?
You know, I always fell because I was always a daredevil and I always just tried
any
to
stunt once?
Anything, yeah. Anything. And, you know, I just really, it didn't matter to me. I mean, obviously you're going to feel a little bit embarrassed at a game, but, you know, just keep your head up and just cheer the crowd on, cheer the players on. Whatever you're doing, just stay relaxed and stay calm, too, because that's really important. And, you know, just try it again.
Right.
Try it again, because
you never know.
You try it at practice, and if you landed it, then that's why you're doing it during the game or wherever. And, you know, you can do it, so just do it again.
Right. Now, what if they fall during practice? Say I sprain an ankle. I'm out for a few weeks. I get back in, and I am terrified to do that stunt again. What is your advice? Well, obviously, you have to get back in there.
Yeah, you're never going to get over your fear unless you do it
right.
Again. So I would definitely start off baby steps first, I would say. Go down to the level that's before it and then work your way back up. Definitely, if you fell from a stretch twist down, like double down, like we were talking about earlier, then obviously you're not going to just jump right back in and attempt to do that again. But definitely, I would say to take it to the level that's before it and then try and work your way back up,
right?
Because that would be the best for you.
It's still summertime over here, so I would suggest if you did fall and, you know, maybe it wasn't your fault, you know, maybe one of the bases wasn't holding the right way, throwing the right way, you never know. I would suggest trying it in the pool, at the beach, something where it's a soft surface. God forbid you fall in the sand. What can you possibly hurt in the sand but a mouthful of sand? The pool, you know, you hit the water, it's not too bad. It's a lot easier than falling on a mat, which isn't always the most comfortable thing to fall on.
No. Unless it's a spring floor and you're me.
Right.
You just bounce right back up.
Right. Right. So I guess the conclusion is to just get back in there and try it again.
Definitely.
So get back in there, try it again. We've talked a lot about eating fruits and vegetables to help your healing process. Like if you have the right amount of vitamins and stuff going into your body, it speeds up the process of healing. God forbid you break a bone or anything like that. So make sure you take all of our tips to heart and hopefully you get right back up there and show those competitions what your really competition is, whatever that means. And just have fun with it. That's the number one. So
yes.
What else is going on? Anything good?
Nothing much. Just keeping busy with, you know, promotions this time of year. They're are tons and tons of promotions.
Training
camps. I've only done one training camp so far, but I have another one tomorrow.
Practices
plus my job that I have outside of cheerleading. So
just a busy time.
Being really busy. Trying to make time to go to the beach right now. Trying to see
where
I can
fit
in. Exactly. Where is the tan?
You work at a tanning salon.
Doesn't mean I have time to go. Too busy working.
we all feel bad for you. We do.
Yeah.
It could be worse.
Yes, it could.
How's the dog?
Molly, my new dog.
Molly.
She is very hyper. We took her to the doctors, and she said that she was going to be like that for another 2 years. My dad wasn't very ecstatic about that, but she won't sleep by herself. She won't sleep in her cage, so she has to sleep either with me or her new thing is to sleep with my parents. Mm. I'm a little bit jealous, but she's very, very cute. My other dog and her are starting to get along now because my other dog, Pom Pom, she's 7, so it's a big difference. She's more mellow, and yeah. Molly, you know, she's a puppy, so she's very energetic and active and always wants to play. But they're starting to get along a little bit better now.
Nice.
Alicia yeah. Badaro is always jealous of your dogs, so she come over and play with them all the time. She sleeps over. She's like, where's Molly? Can I sleep with Molly?
Cute.
Very cute.
Any favorite songs?
My favorite song? I love Chris Daughtry, so anything by Chris Daughtry, I love.
Are you American Idol fan? Do you like watch American Idol?
I like American Idol, but I'm never really
home to watch it.
No, it's bad to say. I'm never really a fan of the winner. I'm always a fan of, like, the runners-up. Like, Chris Daughtry, who's a big fan. I loved Clay Aiken, too, and he didn't
Me
win.
Too. Clay Aiken was very overlooked.
I did like Carrie Underwood, though, who's very good.
Yeah, she's a beauty.
Yeah, she's great, great singer.
Good times. Good times. Hopefully another season is coming up. So we'll see what happens.
Tuesday night
one.
Practices, though, kill it. But I have TiVo now, so that's good.
Tape it up. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We'll hear all about your OSG tour. I want to hear everything about it. Keep me informed. What's going
I'm
on
I'm sure
with
I'll
her.
Be back. So
you better be. And I will see you Sunday at Juniors.
Yes, you will. Bright and early.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you get there a little bit later.
Yeah. Been there, done that. And for everybody else, we'll see you on the sidelines.